Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
I have a word that I believe the Lord wants to share with us this morning. I'm excited to share it with you. One of the things that I've come to learn and come to realize is the value of the Word of God. The value of the Word of God and how that Word has the potential, the ability to transform and change everything in our lives. The problem is we don't understand the power of the Word. And so because we don't have revelation or understanding of how powerful the Word really is, in our mouths that Word doesn't produce the power that it actually has in our lives. And so this morning I want to show you a couple of things, and I'm excited to do that. Let's go to Matthew 4. Verse number 4. Are you guys all okay? Amen. 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 Matthew 4, verse number 4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Now, I want to start by just saying this. That in order for us to truly live, we need the Word of God, because it's the Word that does the transforming, it's the Word that brings life. Now, if you've studied the book of Genesis, and I know most of you have, it's the first book of the Bible, amen. So normally when we start, we read the Bible for the first time, one of the places we'll tend to go is right to the very beginning, Genesis 1 verse 1. And in the beginning, one of the things that God says is, he says, in the beginning, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then he said, "Let there be light." Now, it's very interesting, because if you study the Word, you'll find out that somewhere around the 14th verse of chapter 1, again, for some reason, God does something on the fourth day. On the fourth day, he creates what he calls the light that will give light to the day and the light that will give light to the night. And he creates the stars as well. So here's my dilemma. What light was he talking about right in the beginning? Because he didn't create the sun and the moon on the first day. He did that on the fourth day. Can I get an amen? Okay, this is not New Age. This is in the Bible. Amen. Okay, so, you'll have to go study it. I didn't want to read all the way to chapter 14. I have a lot to cover this morning. But I want you to keep that in the back of your mind as we study the Word this morning, because it's incredible that the first thing God does is he says, "Let there be light." Amen. Okay, I'm not going to be able to jump all four steps, so I need to go to gym. Amen. Let's go to John 1, verse number 1. At the old church, the three steps didn't intimidate me at all, but this is a little high. Amen. All right, John 1, verse number 1. Now watch this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. We know he's talking about Jesus. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Now watch. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So right in the beginning, when God begins to create, the first thing he says is, "Let there be light." John goes and says that the light that was in the beginning, who is the Christ, who is the Word, who was right in the beginning, is the light of man and is our light. Amen. Now watch. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. You must understand that darkness simply is the absence of light. Many of us don't understand sometimes why our lives are so dark. Maybe there needs to be a little bit more light in our lives. The thing is that light has to become alive in you. That light has to begin to breathe in you. that light has to begin to basically take over you. And when you begin to understand and have a revelation of how powerful every single word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, which comes primarily out of the Word of God. Because you must understand, even when it comes to the prophetic, or when it comes to God speaking now, it always lines up with His Word. Amen. It always lines up with His Word. One of the most powerful things when it comes to the prophetic, or when it comes to or giving someone a word, is you can literally take a scripture and read that scripture over someone. I'll never forget once, I was in a service, and I was with Pastor Mark, and he called me to the front of the church, and he made me read an entire chapter to someone that was the word of the Lord for that person. And it was so powerful. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. You are children of God. You have that light living inside you. Listen, he is the Father of lights. Some of you will get that. That's okay. Okay, the young people have moved. Amen. He is the Father of lights. Chapter, verse number 12. Amen. But as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It's very powerful. What I've shared with you now is so loaded and describes that man requires, in order to have true life and meaning on this earth, we require the light, which is Christ. Amen. That light will give you true life. That light will give you the ability to become a Christian, a believer, someone, to be totally honest with you, who's finally actually alive. You may have given your life to him, but are you filled with light, or are you filled with darkness? The more of the light you get in you, the more of the word, the more you begin to understand, the more that light begins to shine, the more your life begins to transform, the more things begin to change, the more you have authority, the more you begin to understand, the more your eyes begin to open, the more you have boldness to speak the word. Amen. Amen. This takes a lot longer to get up here. Darkness is the absence of light. Okay. I have a lot to share. I need to decide what to share. Amen. Okay. Let's go to John 9, verse number 5. John 9, verse number 5. As long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. This is what Jesus said. John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In order to have life, you need light. That light is his light. That light is his word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God, and the word was with God. Amen. Are you starting to understand it? The more of him you have in your life, the more of light you will have in your life, the more you'll be able to radiate. Listen, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I cannot tell you how many times when I do deliverance or when I cast out a demon that the person normally does this. They don't want to look at you. Because as soon as they look at you, they see the light that's in you. Amen. I remember once we were doing deliverance and a demon screamed, "He's blinding me, he's blinding me. I'm not doing anything. It's the light that's in me or the light that's in you that blinds the enemy." Amen. So what do we have to do? We have to get filled with light. We have to get filled with the Word. We have to get filled with God. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Now, Jesus said that He was the light. And then He made this statement in Matthew 5, verse number 14. "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that you may see your that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The Bible says that Jesus basically says that we must now let our light shine. Every single one of us. In order for us to truly transform a city, in order for us to really make an impact, the Bible says that we need to be disciples. But in order for us to do that, there's a light inside of us that must shine. Listen, many Christians, many believers know God. They've served God. They've given their lives to Him. But I call them the sleeping dead. Or the walking dead, rather. Sorry. The sleeping, that doesn't make sense. The walking dead. It's like there's nothing. It's like something's gone cold. Something's gone dry inside them. And what is it that causes us to go dry like that? It's because we're no longer partaking in the light. We're no longer in the Word. We no longer have the Spirit. We're no longer with Him. And until we activate that He places inside of us, that light will not shine. The other side of it is we are afraid to speak. We are afraid to share what God has given us. We had one of the guys that was here this week working in this chaotic atmosphere. He was one of the guys doing the flooring, and he was the guy that was in charge of the flooring, and I would walk past him, you know, completely stressed out because of what's going on. And when I would walk past him, he would have his phone on and he would be listening to worship music. And you could feel that there was light in this man. And when you walked past him, you could literally feel that God was with him. And that has the ability to change the atmosphere. When you have light in you, you have the ability to change the atmosphere. Now, that light is what caused Jesus to be able to walk on the water, because he had so much of God in him, right? So he could walk on water. Listen, it's that light that could stop the sun. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's that light that can cause a wall to fall down with a shout. You have to take what God says and you have to begin to radiate it. You have to begin to speak it. You have to begin to let it come out of you. The fact is that there's something inside you. The Spirit of God that lives inside you must come alive, must come out of you, must radiate out of you. Come on, somebody. Everything is subject to His Word. Everything is subject to His Word. And God has been speaking forever. He is always speaking. But God is looking for someone who He can take His Word, put it in their mouths, and when they speak, the light of that Word will come out of them and have the ability to change circumstances and whatever's going on. Amen. Now watch. Let's all go together to a good old story. Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37. You see, because what I need to do this morning is, in order for me to be able to preach this, what I'm about to share with you, I need you to understand the power of the Word. The power of the light of God, which is the Word of God. Amen. Is that okay, guys? So let's go. Are you all ready? Have you all got it? Ezekiel 37, verse number 1. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. You see, here's the situation, that in our lives, we will all be faced with these dry bones. These dry bones represent what's going on in your life right now. They can also represent, for example, our city. Let's say our city is experiencing a spiritual drought. Now we look at the situation. You may be looking at the situation with your children. You may be looking at the situation with your finances. You may be looking at a situation in your house, your marriage, whatever it is that you're going through. Or as I said, even in the church, looking out at the city and saying, God, it's a dry situation. The bones look dead. Indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, this is God now speaking to the prophet Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? Now you must understand, this is so powerful because this represents exactly what God is saying to your situation. What you might be facing right now. It's exactly what God is saying about our city. Can these bones live? The problem is that so many times, we just very quickly rush into giving the answer. Yes, Lord, or this, Lord, or we think so, Lord, or maybe I need to do this. Or the majority of us, when we have a bad situation, is we look at the situation, for example, let's just say it's financial stress, and now we go, oh my goodness, I'm not going to be able to make it. What am I going to do? We go and crawl up in a bed, and we just want to die. Am I the only one? Sometimes when it gets rough, it's hard for me to imagine what God is saying. I try and deal with it in my own strength. Amen. There we go. We're still dealing with sound. Amen. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I love what the prophet says because he's very smart. He says, and he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh Lord God, you know. Now, if you understand the value of what he's just said, because what he's doing is he knows, as the prophet, he knows that in order to change the situation, he doesn't have the answer. But the answer is in the lips or the mouth of God. So he wants to hear, what does God have to say about this situation? We need to tune into him. We need to say, Father, what are you saying about our city? What can be done about Vero Beach, Lord? What can be done about my children, God? What do I need to do, Father, to change the circumstances? What do I do? Amen. You know, I always imagine in my mind that, like, God must have thought, man, that was a good answer. You know, you see, the reality is that the facts might be that you're sick. The facts might be that you're broke. The facts might be that there's prostitution, trafficking, drug addiction, all kinds of things going on in our streets. But what does God say? What needs to take place in order for us to change that situation? I'm so glad you're asking so many questions this morning. Oh Lord God, you know. And again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you and with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Now I want to show you something. Amen. Yes, it is exciting, I know. God has shared this word with the prophet, with the representative of his kingdom, with the person that carries his voice. Do you know that you all have the spirit of prophecy dwelling inside you? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. You have that spirit dwelling in you, or you should. Amen. If you're a believer, you carry his spirit. He lives inside you. Amen. Therefore, you are his representative. You are his voice on this earth. Now, God gives the word to the prophet, but the dry bones are still lying down. You see, right in the beginning, when God created man, he said to man, he said that you will have dominion over the earth. This is the domain of man. God needs you. You see, many of us do believe God can do something, but we place no value on ourselves. He says, listen to me, that you must become a living sacrifice. We think that that means that we must pray and fast and do all that only. That's not what it's saying. What it's saying is that you must take this body that he's given you and give it to him. Give it to him so that he can use your body. Amen. Amen. He needs to use you, because in order for him to move, he needs a person to take the word that he has given them and speak that word. To take that word that he has spoken, that he has declared, to take that word and decree it, because until this point, those dry bones have not moved. Amen. Are you guys okay? Amen. Verse number 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Now here comes a spiritual principle that we need to learn as a prophetic people. You see, God will give you the word. You'll carry that word. You'll begin to speak that word. That word then carries life and carries power. But please recognize the fact that this is a prophet that understands the value of God's voice and hearing God's voice. So now he's heard from the Lord. We need to hear from God. We need to be in his word. We need to consecrate ourselves. We need to pray. We need to seek his face. If we do that, he will begin to speak to us. When he begins to speak to us, we get a boldness. That boldness then comes and he says to us, now I want you to speak to that circumstance. I want you to speak to that situation with your children. I want you to prophesy over the city that God is going to do a mighty work in our city. I see the people getting saved. I see the people getting delivered. I begin to see it. I begin to hear it. Then I begin to prophesy it. And now things are starting to move. But for some reason, it has not yet manifested. Something hasn't changed yet. Watch what happens. It's very powerful. Are you guys still okay? Are you all still saved? Amen. There was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. This is so powerful. What he's saying, the word breath in the Hebrew actually means the air, the atmosphere. So he's saying, when I give you a word, when I give you a word concerning your circumstances, concerning what I want to do, prophesied, but also prophesied in the air. You think I get you all to stand up and say I'm somewhere in the future and I look much better than I look right now for fun. I am getting you to agree with me to prophesy into the atmosphere. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like I need to be somewhere in the future. And I need to look a whole lot better than I do right now. Amen. So we prophesy to that situation. We speak what God has said. You must understand that that word in your mouth, if you understand the power and the value of that word and what it can do, when you begin to prophesy it, when you begin to speak it, it will change everything. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they might live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. This morning, I want to tell you that there are so many of us that need this word so desperately because God has not stopped speaking. Listen, why doesn't he heal today? Because we've stopped taking his word and understanding the value of what that light inside us actually can do. When God places his word in you and you know that you've heard from him, when you speak that word, the whole earth has to submit to that word. It has to. That's why God said, let there be light, and there was light. And he began to create. He spoke. Now he needs you because he needs his voice to be released on this earth. He needs his voice to be released in our city. He needs you to stand up and speak to that situation in your life. He needs you to prophesy to your children. He needs you to prophesy to your finances. He needs you to prophesy over everything the enemy is doing against you. It's time we take his word and let that word become a light inside us. And let that light shine in the darkness. And the darkness cannot comprehend it. Father, in this place this morning, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We will be a prophetic people, just like it was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that your sons and your daughters will prophesy. We'll have visions and dreams. We will see what you say, Father. We are a peculiar people right now in this place, Father. We give you thanks. We give you glory. For there are people sitting here this morning, and Father, they need you so desperately. Father, so many of us, all of us, have things and things that have gone wrong in our lives, pains and hurts and all this stuff. But God, when we understand how mighty you are, how powerful you are, that you are the one who created it all. You started it all. You'll finish it all. It's all in you. And when we take that word that you speak, Lord, where you said that these signs will follow those who believe, they will cast out demons, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. When you said that, Lord, you meant it. So Father, now we take that word. We prophesy to our children. We prophesy to our sickness. We prophesy to our finances. And Father, this morning in this place, like it was on the day we planted this church, when you said to me that no one will hold back your voice anymore, that your voice will no longer be silenced. So it is again in this place that you will raise up a mighty army. You will raise up a people, a peculiar people, that will carry your voice in their mouths. They will speak your word. They will prophesy to the dry bones in their lives. And Father, they will say, let there be light in this situation. Let there be light in this situation. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's give him a clap and a shout. Amen. Here! Yeah! I can ask you in the back to just dim the lights for me for just a moment. Nobody look around. Please don't walk around right now. Please. If you've come into this place this morning and you need to give your life to Him, or you need to make your life right with Him this morning, listen, I know this might not be what you used to, but I know that on the inside of you, something is being stirred up, something is being shaken. Listen, God loves you so much that He chose you to be at such a time as this. If you only knew what God is up to right now on this planet, you would be thankful that you're alive. But in order for you to step into your destiny and your purpose, the only way that's possible is if you give your heart to Him, if you give your life to Him. If you're here and you say, Pastor Alex, I need to give my life to Him. I need to make my life right with Him. Please pray for me this morning. If that's you, please lift your hand. I'm not going to call you to the front. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I see that hand. I thank you, sir, in the back there. I see you. Anybody else say, Pastor Alex, please pray for me as well. I see that hand. You can put your hands down. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Anybody else say, Pastor, this morning, something's changed in my heart. I see that hand. God bless you. Please pray for me as well. Anybody else? I see that hand. I see that hand. God bless you, sir. God bless you in the back. I see your hand. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Can we all stand for just a moment, guys? We're almost finished. I'm going to let you go in about 3 minutes. If I can ask you, if you lifted your hand this morning, to pray this prayer with me, but pray it like you mean it. Pray it from the bottom of your heart, and your life will never be the same again. And church, if I can ask you to pray with us this morning, every single one of us, you can all get saved again anyway. Amen. I'm just kidding. Amen. But let's all pray together. Father, this morning, we come to You in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give our lives to You. I give my heart to You. I believe that Jesus died and rose again and is the Son of God. Write my name in the book of life. Forgive me for my sins. Make me whole. Make me new. Put Your word in me, Lord, and change my life. I will follow You all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's give the Lord a shout and a clap. Come on, somebody. Yeah! There is none like You. Yeah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And so, Father, we give You thanks for this opening service, and this word that was released this morning will be the motto for this church, Father. We will be a prophetic people. We will speak to the circumstances. If Your word says it so, we know it to be true. We will take Your word and we will prophesy it. We will prophesy to the breath. We will prophesy to the atmosphere. And we know that You will move, because You are our awesome God, and You will never, ever not do what Your word says. And so we love You and we praise You and we worship You. Now, Father, I pray that You will bless every precious person that came out this morning, that Your hand will be upon them, that Your grace will go with them. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the communion with the Spirit be with every one of you as you leave today. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming. We'll be back here tonight at 6 o'clock. If you're not watching the Super Bowl, we'll be here. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.